made the announcement today on Twitter that the Model 3 will go on sale on Friday. The starting price tag, $35,000, but after a federal government rebate, will cost most Americans $27,500. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Yes, we're live on the day before the 4th of July to our nation's birthday. We felt like we had to be here today to say hello and talk about what's going on in our world and everything. We're all going to be off tomorrow. But good morning. It's 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And phone lines here are 605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning.
Good morning to Linda, and good morning to Bad Bob.
Good morning. Not much of a commute for me this morning. Almost no. There wasn't going to be a lot of work done today.
You know, the one thing, you know what? Here I come in my regular time, and the first time that I can remember, Amtrak is parked across the tracks with the passenger train. So I said, well, how long can this last? It could last 8 minutes. I sat there for 8 minutes, then I turned and went up over the overpass. And I was going over the overpass. It started. So then I make the turn, go down, and I get stuck by the light. And the car that was behind me comes up and goes past. And so I turned and came in.
It's a crapshoot.
It's a crapshoot on that. But see, I waited 8 minutes. I should have just turned and, you know, zipped in here because then I was behind schedule.
You have to go over Eureka. Yeah.
That's my adventure next year is I'm going to take the Starlight all the way up to Seattle.
How fun.
Yeah.
Would really like to do that. You know, we love that, you know, every now and then we look thinking that we may move on the river and this and that. But I'll tell you what, there's something to be said about living downtown. Although we don't really take full advantage of it as much as we should, we can walk downtown to the train station. We're close to the library. Everything is within walking distance to us. And, of course, now that they have the farmer's market, you know, that as well. So good morning, everybody. 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high today will be 102. We are in the triple-digit category. Lows of 68. Tomorrow, you know what? They say that the fireworks begin around 10 o'clock. They have to have dark sky. So tomorrow is going to be hot with the lows tomorrow night around 67. Now, Bob, you're kind of a weather geek, if you will. Oh, tell me something. I mean that with a smile on my face. I think geek has now taken on a new, like it's cool to be
kidding?
A geek.
Are you kidding?
Ever since Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, my gosh. You know, do you ever watch that movie? How could they get so much nudity into one movie with a bunch of geeks?
Geek nude. That's Carl for you. Geek nude.
Well, they weren't, thank God.
But, Bob, okay, so when it says, usually when the lows are 67, what time of the day usually is it when there is the temperature drop?
Usually it's just in the last couple hours before sunrise. Actually, there's usually a little dip in the temperature just as the sun is coming up.
Yeah, it comes up here because it was 74 and then dropped down to 70 here.
It'll be short sleeve weather, definitely. We'll have just enough air movement to keep the, you know, if it's really still, the smoke kind of hangs around, you know, and it obscures the fireworks. There should be, there's kind of a magic window of wind for fireworks where if you want enough to clear the smoke, but you don't want enough to make it a situation.
Well, thank you very much. And, of course, tomorrow night's the firework celebration, and we're going to talk a little bit later about
today. Anderson explodes.
Oh, that's right.
Tonight
Anderson explodes.
With Tillis lady.
Oh, Pam Tillis.
Pam Tillis is going to be there.
Carl, right. I
kept wanting to say Mel Tillis, but that's not right.
Pam Tillis
is going to be there
maybe
tonight.
It was
about
Memphis.
7:30. About 7:30 tonight, and it's going to be a huge. Anderson explodes is huge too. They do a bang up job down there.
And there are various areas tomorrow night where you're going to get, you know, first hand, you know, for like front row seats. We'll be at the game tomorrow night. We're going to the Colt 45s.
Starts early.
Look forward to that. You can bring your blanket if you want to into the middle of the field after the game. It's old-fashioned hamburgers and barbecue. I don't even know if it's hamburgers. Tri-tip, barbecues, wine.
It's got it all.
Fabulous. And yes, and absolutely, of course, the McConnell Foundation puts on a fabulous event downtown.
Over there at the in the Arboretum area, over where they're
Civic, at the Civic.
Right? And then there's places all over town where people have parties of it. So the thing about if you come up with us for the 45s is that you can put your chairs or blankies out there, and when it's over, you come back, get in your car, and drive away. And guess what? There's no crowd.
So tomorrow, again, let's go back to the weather. Independence Day will be 101 and Tuesday night, 67. Hey, Independence Day, let's not forget. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Pay, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Tomorrow, the flags will be flying. It's Independence Day. And what does that mean for you? What does it mean for you, Carl? Because we're not going to be on the air tomorrow. So
we're not going to
Independence
be on the air
Day. Yes, it's, you know, fireworks, it's the 4th of July, but what does it mean for you?
What it means is a small country of different groups were being oppressed by a large, very strong country, maybe not large, but a very strong militarily and military and navy-wise, and we're being oppressed. Their dump button was being forced on, you know, knocked off onto the ground. They had no say in what was happening in their lives. They were being taxed unfairly when without having a say in it. They were having to take troops of this country and put them in their own homes and take care of them. They had stamp taxes and tea taxes and all of these things. And they had finally said enough. They said enough. They said, we're going to stand. We're going to be, we want to be free. We want to have liberty. And the ones that did this were revolutionaries. They were the, you know, you could say they were the firebrands of their time. And they came to consensus and declared war on England, their Declaration of Independence. And then, you know, after the war, it took them like years to put the Constitution together and all this.
Took them a couple of tries.
Yeah, and it took them several tries. Now, here's the thing, is they stood up for what they believed in, and they fought for what they believed in against what, you know, was oppression. So what it means to me is for a person in our country that stood up on its hind legs and said, enough. We are going to take care of ourselves. We are going to lay the foundation of what we believe in and not what you believe in. And we're going to make this a new country with new ideas and new ways of doing things and to give people freedom that they don't have under your oppression, which is what they did. Freedom of speech, freedom to bear arms, freedom to have assembly. You know, there's places in the world, many places in the world, you can't do that. So what does it mean to me? It means to me all of those things, the right and the ability to have those freedoms and to hold them so dear that you don't want to give them up, that you'll fight to hold them. What's it mean to y'all out there? You know, we're going to take a break here, but when it comes back, if what is the 4th of July? What is Independence Day mean to you? The whole spirit of it. And we come back, why don't we talk about that a little bit?
Let's do it.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Ladybot and the Bluebirds, July 6th, inside Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and yours truly, Lindebot, performing with my favorite band, Songs from the American Songbook. That's 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge, July 6th. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Let's go,
today. Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's on Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time and I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? Have you watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Come see. lady.
You just don't know how that tugs at my heart when I hear the Duke talking like that. Because it's true. This is a great country.
Women of my generation, I think, consider, you know, when you think about of a man's man, I think he's in the top five is Clint Eastwood. You think about a man's man, you know, just rough and, you know, broad shoulders. Some of you, you know, this is where the whole cowboy, the trust and the confidence come in. So I would say that, you know, he was a hero of yours. He's a hero to a lot of people.
You know what? He was a man that transcended who he was. You know, the parts he played in the movies was John Wayne playing John Wayne. And that's fine. But what he did was he stood for something. And, you know, people, oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. He stood for something. And, you know what? That's probably one of the reasons he's still in the top five, you know, most famous or the most famous movie stars of all time. John Wayne's in the top 10, at least, from what I've read. Okay. Hey, you know what the Board of Equalization is? They're the ones that do the taxing. Or what it was? We're having George Runner on as soon as I can next week sometime. George Runner, of course, is the is on the Board of Equalization. Not. The governor, in his infinite wisdom, has taken the Board of Equalization and gutted it. And I mean gutted it. Now, this Board of Equalization have 2,000 employees. You know, if you had problems with your taxes, you go there. What he has done is they had a member of the Board of Equalization that's been accused of using Board of Equalization's money for his own purposes, people for his own purposes, and blah, 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 blah. And what he did, he just turned and decimate's not the right word. People use the term decimate like, oh, just completely, you take everything. That's not true. Decimate comes from the Latin word deci, which means 10. And in the Roman times, when when their armies would go into a battle, if they didn't think they'd fought hard enough, they'd go into their army, they'd go into the unit, they didn't fight hard enough, and they decimate it. Every 10th man would be killed as an example to the other 9. Mm-hmm. That's what decimate means. That's where it came from. So, no, they've done more than that. They've taken almost every employee except 200 from the Board of Equalization and shifted them over, plus they're bringing in another board of judges and another board of lawyers. So you ask yourself, then, well, what about the Board of Equalization that make their $130,000 or more a year? Oh, it's still there. Those guys are still there with their personal staffs. So what are they going to do? So I don't know what, and this is the board that Ted Gaines wants to run for. You know, he's running for that. He's running for Runner's place because Runner's termed out. Mm-hmm. Well, what's Gaines going to run for? I mean, is there a job there? And this is even worse. If there's still a position, do they do anything except collect their $150,000 a year?
So the Democrats, who never saw a tax they didn't like, now have more direct control over the state of California's ability to tax and collect.
Yes.
Is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it. And so then where do you go to? Now they're saying, oh, well, those guys are just politicians. They don't know they don't know what to do. Well, those politicians had 2,000 people working for them that didn't know what to do. But this is a grab by Brown to control the whole tax function.
All of
because
it.
If Republicans got in there, or 3-2, they could fight him on his taxes. But guess what? He has taken that away because now every one of these new tax people are appointed by Brown. Has anybody seen anything wrong with this? Or is anybody getting tired of this?
That's not scary. It's that they will be appointed by, God forbid, Newsom.
The next group. That's
right. The nightmare scenario.
It is. So
let's talk about gun taxes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, just another way that Governor Brown is taking it on. Okay. Now, here's somebody that's written here. Independence Day is an annual reminder of the gift of self-determination we were given by a group of people that were willing to risk it all so they and future generations could experience a life of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and the ability to ascend to a status based on your ability and perseverance and not your bloodline. While most take many of these rights for granted, what they also seem to disregard is responsibility they have to protect these rights for future generations, either through their vote or through shedding their blood.
Wow.
That came from Anonymous. Great. 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 That was great, too.
And yet we have the Bushes. We have the Clintons. We have our own aristocracy. We just don't call them
that. But they've been, hopefully, they've been stomped, and they're not coming back. There's no Kennedys out there. There's no Bushes. There's no Clintons. However, I do see them kind of popping Chelsea's name up there every so often. That's
a whack-a-mole.
And anyway, so somebody has to just, you know, anyway. And, of course, there's always Kamala Harris.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, 2020.
Oh.
That's
what? She is being groomed.
Of course
NPR
she is. Of course she is.
Going.
Okay, now.
Okay, let's
sad
talk
news.
A couple.
Sad news.
Well, I have a couple things in the headlines.
Okay.
And, you know, again, we talk about the weather and some of the crazy things. Out of Milwaukee, National Transportation Safety Board investigators said yesterday there was a discussion between the pilot of a Cessna airplane and an air traffic controller about local weather phenomenon soon after the aircraft dropped off the radar and crashed, killing six. We're dealing with the things, quotation marks, that people just don't want to talk about or see. The Price County Sheriff's Office said the airplane crashed about 3:21 a.m. Saturday near the North Wisconsin city of Phillips. The plane was found near State Highway 111. They did not release how many people died in the crash until yesterday. But according to WSAW, the plane was a Cessna 421 and an investigative pilot was certified to fly it. The victims were all adults. However, two of the plane's passengers were identified as Facebook posts from Tioga Elementary School in Bentonville, a community just south of O'Hare. But this is really interesting about the weather phenomenon is what I'm saying. The National Transportation Safety Board of the Federal Aviation Administration and the Sheriff's Office are investigating the crash. But I'm just sure if there are pilots out there that while you're in the air, weather phenomenon. I mean, all of a sudden you fly through like an electrical storm clouds that's a clear day and all of a sudden there's this bubble in the air.
It could be it could be the disturbance of air, turbulence. It could be that, you know, the air turbulence that can drop people, drop major planes, you know, hundreds of feet where you see people getting thrown around and like breaking arms and stuff. It could have been that. It could have been a number of things. But it's weird for you to say that without saying what it was. So, okay. Hey, this weather is just hammering us out here. There, it's not just, you know, that you've got to worry about leaving your animals in cars. They're having dairy cattle drop and die because of the heat. They say that like the bodies are piling up and such. Wow,
it's just horrible.
Hey, we've got some people that are going to be in here in a couple of minutes, so we're going to take a quick break.
We have absolutely some new business because
yeah.
We love that. See, one of the things when you know before we take this break, Carl and I when we started this, I was talking. Well, okay, this weekend was Wednesday's my father's 86th birthday, so this weekend we were in Sacramento to celebrate with all the family his birthday. And so my mom, I said, you know, Mom, you talk about creating things in life. We have to look back and feel proud of the fact that when we started this station, it was just a box. It was a room with four walls. And with surrounding yourself with good people and a vision, you can create something. That is the American dream. So we look back on that. For instance, when we were seeing Rock of Ages, the show at the Cascade Theater, and it talked about their media sponsors, and we think back on Wonderland Signs and how they came up with our logo, and just all the accumulation of good minds and good energy that help us create KCNR 1460. Because there it was, as we're watching Rock of Ages, KCNR on the screen up in front. And I looked at Carl and I said, does it feel like there's the mountain, one of the mountains that we climbed together? We did this.
Yep.
Bob Belongi has been a big part of it.
He's been here since the beginning.
And, you know, we can go down the list of the people.
Bob and Nancy are the only ones that have been here from the very beginning.
Nancy Sutton-Pierce, Conscious Living Yoga on the weekends, the Conscious Living Show. But and so, you know, we've had people come and go. But the main thing is that we really try to serve our community. So one of the things that we're going to do after this break that we're doing at the second part of 2017 is we are going to be bringing on new businesses that are starting and bringing light to new businesses or businesses that have been here that perhaps you don't know about. Because I think it's really important that we bring to light the breath that is in Reading, the positiveness that is in Reading. So coming back home, it was really great to be able to get back into our Sleep Number bed because, you know, as we travel and we're on strange beds and different, you know, air conditioning or not air conditioning or whatever, it's just we rest better inside of our own home and especially in our Sleep Number bed. And my Sleep Number setting, I've been changing it now to 50.
And let me talk about Independence Day. Independence Day with Sleep Number means you have the freedom to sleep when you want. There you go. Did you think I could tie that one in? Yes, I can. Because Sleep Number with the dual air mattresses there that you can have. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 50, as she said, and my Sleep Number setting is 60. Sometimes Sleep Number setting is 65. But it lets us sleep incredibly well. And when it's hot weather, and you think about this, it's hot weather and still you sleep well. There. And now they've introduced the most amazing bed ever. That's right. It's the Sleep Number 360 smart bed designed to keep you comfortable throughout the night. Now, how does it work that? It just adjusts as you adjust. It lets you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed with your Sleep Number setting. And now with new responsive air technology, the bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you. Now, you know what? That's cool. And then you get into that one. So, where can you get this type of bed? Well, you have to go down to the Target Shopping Center. You need to go in and talk to the Sleep Number store and the people there, Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there. And they can show you these great beds. And right now, during the lowest prices of the year, where you can save $500 to $700 on the most popular 2016 beds. Yes, we hardly recommend them. People say, come on, you know what they pay you. Well, yeah, they do. But they can't pay us to say something that's not true. We've never done that. So we thoroughly believe in Sleep Number. It costs the same as any other bed. Why not get the best? All right. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 7:33 in the morning. It's 70 degrees. It's going up to 102 today. It's the day before Independence Day. Be proud. Be proud to be American. If that's nationalistic, then be nationalistic.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 from the studios of KCNR 1460. Yes, we're open on July the 3rd when many people aren't. Because we're not going to be here tomorrow. So this is our chance to say thank you, America. Thank you to the founders of our nation. Thank you to the military. Thank you to everybody that has helped keep our nation strong. It's 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 70 degrees, going up to 102 today.
And I was going to read the weather
I'm sorry.
No,
you're holding your hand.
Looking at you.
You only hit me three times. You got to hit me the fourth time before I remember it. Okay.
It's going to be our temperatures are currently 70 degrees. I know as you tune in, you may be just waking up now because it has been rather warm. And today our highs will be 102. Lows tonight of 68. Tomorrow calls for a high of 101 with Tuesday night. That's Independence Day. Lows of 67. Wednesday calls for a high of 99. And as we progress, Thursday is around 100. Friday calls for 101. Saturday, here we go, folks, 104, and Sunday, 103 as the week progresses. We have a very hot week here in Redding. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Thank you again to all of our veterans, and we are celebrating Independence Day. And one way that we do that, Carl, of course, and Bob at the helm, who's been here since day one, we're celebrating almost going into 9th year here on air at KCNR 1460.
We really have no idea.
It's to talk about our local businesses, the people that come into the area and breathe new life with new ideas, inspire us. And with us this morning, we have a wonderful fresh face, Shan Ferrier, who's the branch manager of People Ready. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you here.
Shan, tell us about yourself. Or Shan, tell us about yourself. Shan. Okay, we got you at Shan. Okay. Tell us about you.
I've been in Reading for about 5 years. I've been branch manager at People Ready for just over 2 years. And
what's your history? What's your background?
My background?
Like, where'd you go? Where were you raised? And
sure.
What brought you to Reading? Your education and that kind of thing. It's always interesting how people come to Reading.
It is. I've had a very interesting life. So I was born and raised in Michigan. Went to Bible school in Portland at Multnomah Bible College. Met my wife there. So, yeah, I was studying to be a pastor. I did that for a couple years as a pastor in training and found out it wasn't for me. I went into carpentry. I was a general contractor for like 20 years in Oregon.
Wow.
Building custom homes and everything in the Klamath Falls area.
Oh,
so
fascinating.
Just really, really.
Do you go up there every now and then and say, I built that house?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, does that feel good? It's almost like having a baby.
To know that those houses will be around long after I'm
children.
Gone, you know, is really cool.
And so. Making people happy.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so general contractor, Klamath Falls, then what?
Well, in 2007, 2008, when the market crashed, we pretty much lost everything, me, my wife, and 8 children. So, yeah, hold on to your hat.
You have a clan. You do have a clan.
Exactly. So,
oh, my gosh. It's a baseball team. You don't need to go anywhere on the weekends.
Exactly. But 27 years of marriage with 8 kids, I got no complaints.
That's a good
average. You know, we've had some hard times, but I'm just thrilled to.
That's wonderful that you have 8 children. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yep. And you're working for a company now, so
Well, wait a minute. How'd you get here,
though? Yeah, so yeah, what were in people ready? Okay, so tell us your journey. We love to hear it.
So when we lost everything in Klamath Falls, we moved up to Salem. Had a union carpenter's job there for a little bit, and then we moved up to Portland, and it just the work was dry up there. There just wasn't anything to do. And I actually, believe it or not, I checked into a 6-month course to be a windmill technician. Graduated from that. Couldn't find a windmill job. Ended up in Seattle with a cell phone company that was started by 2 brothers that were incredible. They could fix any cell phone tower that you needed, but they didn't know how to run business. So I worked for them for like 2 months, and they went bankrupt, and I'm stuck in Seattle.
Oh, my gosh.
And meanwhile, your kids are with you and all of your, you know, I mean, what, you know, when you go through trials and tribulations, your family is what pulls you through.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Seattle, now you're there. You worked with a company. They went bankrupt.
They went bankrupt. My wife actually moved to Reading with all of the kids because my oldest daughter came down to do the BSSM at Bethel Church. So she actually moved down here to Reading with all the kids. I called her up. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm stuck up here. I got no money. I didn't get paid. I went to a church that was semi-loosely connected with Bethel up there. And I walked in, and the guy's like, what do you do? Where are you at? Where are you from? You know, and he put me to work remodeling his kitchen, and he introduced me to the owner of Electric Mirror. And they make mirrors for hospitality. So, like, hotels and motels and things like that, you know. So I'm working with them a little bit, remodeling their house. I got done remodeling their house that they had just bought. And they're like, flying to Reno. We got to fly to Reno. I'm like, what are you doing in Reno? Oh, we have a customer that we can't make happy down there. And they flew to Reno a couple times. And finally I said, you know what? Send me to Reno. I'll take care of it. And so they did. And I was talking to the president of the company. He's like, look, it's going to cost $20,000 to fix these things. That's just materials, not labor and time and everything else. So it's like a $50,000 fix. And they flew me down to Reno, and I fixed it in a couple weeks and $2,000 in materials and stuff like that. So then they started flying me all over the world. I went as far as Dubai to fix their products, London, Aruba, Quebec, Hawaii, Austin, Texas, all over the world, New York, Orlando. And I did that for a few years. And while I'm doing that, I'm coming home to Reading for a couple weeks off, you know, because you're flying and you're getting. And I'm like, I need to make connections in Reading. I need to know people in Reading because I'm a carpenter, a journeyman carpenter, so I could do something and stay home with my wife and kids. And so I was working at Labor Ready, which is who we are. We're now People Ready. We just changed our name back in September. So I started going up to Labor Ready and getting side work for the couple of weeks that I was home. And one day I walked into the branch, and I'm like, where's the branch manager? And they're like, well, she quit. And I was driving home, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, I could do that job. So I applied for the job, interviewed, and here I am 2 years later, branch manager.
Okay. Isn't that the most fascinating? See, that's why we love what we do, because we
that
get to get into the meat and the potatoes of somebody's life that just is like a survivalist. You just survive, and you brought your kids and your wife. They just, come on, we're going to do it as a family. And here in Reading with this great company, People Ready. Can't wait to hear more about it.
Well, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to hear about it. But that's quite the Yeah, I didn't expect that. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, you made our day.
I kind of feel like the guy on the Voice with all this, you know, Simon Cowell. And he looks up and he gets this kind of look on his face and says, I didn't see that coming. You know, and that's kind of what I did, too. I mean, I didn't know what was going to – don't know you. Now I do. And it's incredible. Okay, hey, look, speaking of other businesses here, though, in town, Home Helpers, the best place if you're going to take – if you need in-home health care, whether it's – short-term or long-term, say short-term like you had surgery, or long-term, you want to take care of your parents, the best place to keep them, anybody, so they get better, quicker, or they're more comfortable, is in their own homes. And that's what Sharon Clark does in Home Helpers. Thoroughly professional, Very, very compassionate care, very affordable, all of this at Home Helpers. Give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Shan Ferrier from People Ready.
Full-service spas are most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be Upper Crust Pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Covering great American cities.
Great American Seattle's. Great American cities. Who just in Seattle? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Going up to 102 today. Yeah, weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here, 605-4567 here, the day before Independence Day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy's business teaches in 28 counties. Gosh, he's got over 30 instructors, all of them NRA trained. He's just trained another 10 NRA instructors, so he can even expand out even further. If you want the best and most knowledgeable and the most complete CCW training, you give him a call at 530-999-1822 or check out his website at readingccw.com. Beyond that, he has advanced pistol. He has a basic pistol. There's tactical carbine. There is a number of different classes that are offered that are beyond just the basic CCW.
Brendan, I took that advanced self-defense course, and it was, your heart gets pumping, baby.
There you go. That's the idea, is to put you under some stress and have you draw and shoot and hit the target, the right target. All right, that's Northern Firearms Instruction, which is very important. Hey, we're here with Shan Ferrier from People Ready. Tell us what People Ready is.
We are a temporary agency. Our name formerly was Labor Ready, but we just are so big that we bought a couple of our competitors, CLP and Spartan. CLP was Construction Labor Pool. They did all skilled trade. Like they only sent out like carpenters and plumbers and electricians and journeyman people, you know. And then Spartan had they mainly did large warehouses, you know. You know, a small order would be, hey, I need 20 people today for the next 2 weeks or something like that. You know, so you're sending 40, 50, 60 people out to, you know, an Amazon warehouse or Walmart warehouse or something like that, you know. So back in September, we combined all three of those into People Ready. We changed their name from Labor Ready to People Ready, combined those three companies together, and that's where you get the People Ready name from. But we are a temporary agency. We put people to work. If you need any temporary work, if you just moved to town, you're looking for a job, come on down, sign up with us. We pay the same day that you work. So when you go out to work, you get a work ticket, you go out, you work. That's your time card. The boss writes your hours in there and signs it. When we get it back, we pay you right then and there.
You're an agency. In other words, it's like an agency. So
yep.
you do the groundwork. So when people go and apply, do they have to – they give up – obviously, they're social. Is there any kind of like – do they have to do screen testing or anything like that?
Background testing. Or,
right.
Some of our jobs require a background check and a drug test, but we don't background check and drug test until we talk to you and you're like, hey, yeah, I want to do this job. And then when we dispatch you to that job, we have to have you background checked and drug tested before we dispatch you to that job. But most of our jobs are just short four-hour jobs, two-day jobs, things like that, and we don't require any background checks.
Hey, but at least it's work. You know, people
Does that include
I can't
things
get work.
Like gardening and labor like that?
Yeah, we have homeowners. You know, if you got a major credit card, you can use our services. You just call up. Our minimum is 4 hours, so if you just need a guy for 4 hours to come clean your gutters or come mow your lawn or even, you know, you can call up and be our customer.
How much is your minimum hourly wage?
You know, every hourly wage is going to be a little bit different because every job requires a different workers' comp code. So if you're getting up on a roof and doing roofing, that's very expensive. If you're sitting behind a desk answering phones doing clerical work, that's very cheap. So you actually kind of just call in and get a quote, you know.
So if you're looking to, somebody to answer your phones, like you said, or, you know, as a greeter there, you can bring somebody in for 4 or 5 days if somebody's on vacation.
Yeah, exactly. We had a gal leave on maternity leave, and so we covered her secretarial position for like 6 weeks, you know.
That's, you know, peopleready.com. We suggest that if you have any more inquiries about that, go to peopleready.com and check out in the local branch.
What's the strangest job you've been asked about?
The strangest job? Well, the one I can think of right now that we're working on is a confined space. So this company sells tar, and they have these big towers that they would store the tar in, and now it needs to be cleaned out. And so you actually kind of crawl into this 2-foot, 20-inch hole.
Call Mike Rowe quick.
We haven't done the job yet. Right now we're researching it all. We got our safety inspector looking at it, and we're looking at, we got to have.
What are you going to spray on that to drop that tar?
It's all hard, so they're going to actually go in there with like a pickaxe and kind of chip it out.
Oh, chip it out. Okay.
Yeah.
Are they going to have to wear masks and all that? Or, like oxygen devices?
We've got an oxygen reader that we got to put in there. We got to read the air, see if there's any chemicals in the air. We got fans that are going to be blowing in the air to blow the air out.
You know, what happens, you'll get into these, sometimes people get into these fuel carriers to start, you know, to check something out and that kills them like
what
in like 3 minutes.
What was the name of that commercial, the television show that used to be on the dirtiest jobs? Or
Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe.
Yeah. Okay, call Mike Rowe. That's what you were saying. Okay, I get it now. So... That reminds me of...
That's a tough job.
Yeah.
That would be worth some money.
You have to have somebody sit outside, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, because you got to have somebody be able to pull them out or call, you know.
Exactly, if anything goes wrong. And part of the guy sitting outside, his job is to make sure nobody goes in, too, unless you're authorized to go in.
I wonder if they're going to be using pickaxes. They're not worried too much about fire, then. Flash fires, I wouldn't think.
Your children, are they of age to work? Some of them have aged to work?
Yes.
Okay. So did they start working at 16 or 15?
We did, you know, some homeschooling since we were self-employed and everything. I was self-employed. We did do some homeschooling. And my son is 22 now, and he's very accomplished carpenter. Yeah.
Great. Right. So some of the other ones, did they work, start doing any kind of work at 15, 16? Is it hard for 15 and 16-year-olds who want to get make money for the summer? Because there's so many laws today, it seems like. Even a babysitter, if you know, it's are you covered? What?
It is. And here at People Ready, we can't hire anybody unless they're 18 years old.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is harder for the younger kids to get work, which I know. I just want to give a shout out to K&S Staffing. They actually are putting my kids to work. So I have a 16. when my son was 16, he started working for K&S Staffing doing lifeguarding at the Anderson Pool. And so I went to a chamber meeting, and K&S Staffing's like, hey, we're looking for lifeguards. I went home. All my kids were in swim team. My wife had them all in swim team. So I went home, like, let's get our lifeguard certs and let's go to work. And so I've got a son.
And it's being a lifeguard, too. So, I mean, that's cool.
I got a son that's 15 right now. He's working this summer at the Waterworks Park. And my other son's lifeguarding at the Anderson Pool.
So how old are your kids? From what to what?
My oldest is 25. My youngest is 13.
Okay. Well, hey. Yeah. You're getting them. You're going to start looking for jobs for all of them. You're in a great position. You're in a great position there.
So great. You know, because large families aren't as common as they used to be.
Yeah.
So to think that, you know, a lot of times people will have two sets of kids. Like they'll have the four, and then all of a sudden it's years go by, and then it's like the next four or two. We have some friends that have like the older set and the younger set. So
same wife. So yeah, it was just wife. That they just said, gosh, I really miss it. Now, do people give you all a bad time? I bet
about how many kids I have,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, some people, I've heard about this one woman said, you know, we have five kids, and this one, you know, that they would get looks from people like, how dare you have five kids?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think it's great
I think it's wonderful.
If you got eight kids and you're taking care of it and all that,
yeah.
I'm all over that one.
I think it's great. You know, it embarrasses my wife sometimes. When people ask me how many kids I have, I usually just say, I've only got eight, just eight, you know. I wasn't like my wife's sister who had 12, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, see, I grew up with the Mossbacher, Peggy Mossbacher, and there were 14 kids in that family.
No, she did not say that wrong, because if she does, we have to bleep her.
No, Peggy Mossbacher, 14 kids.
14 kids.
And
then they invite kids over to spend the night.
I love it. And it was the first
I'm
time
not sure the father knew who was at
he
the
He was
table.
A postmaster, and they were just the neatest family.
Well, he obviously delivered the mail. So, anyway.
They were the neatest family.
Okay, going back now to People Ready.
Still very close.
The People Ready is a great place. How many people do you usually have working at any one time?
I can have up to 40 people out in a day.
In a day, and then back. Now, so how do people get a hold of you? Saying that, look, I've got this job. I need this job description. And they call you, and you can tell them, yes, I can have that person there today or tomorrow?
Usually we can. With an hour or two notice, I can usually have somebody there, you know. If you want somebody, like really good, you know, and you give me a 2 or 3 days notice, I can have somebody there. It's what we call right match dispatch.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if you're looking for a carpenter, you know, give me a couple days to find a carpenter. That's a little harder to fill, mm-hmm. you know. But if you're looking somebody to just mow your lawn, has a little experience mowing their lawn, you know, I've got almost anybody that can do that.
People working in the offices and things, you can get them there and that. Now, if somebody wants to work with you and say, hey, look, this is my skill set, and then they just give it to you and then they just kind of wait for you to call them?
You can apply online if you're very good and tech savvy, apply online. If you're not so tech savvy, come on up to the office, because our apply online doesn't work the greatest, but it does work. And eventually you do have to come in with your driver's license, social security card. You know, we do e-verify in everybody, so you have to have two forms of ID or a passport,
okay,
you know, to get hired. And cool. It takes about an hour. I tell everybody it takes about an hour to do all the paperwork. If you're quick and smart, you can get it done in half an hour. But if you're a little slower, it might take you an hour and a half.
So this is a great thing for students during the summer. Come in
yes.
and say, hey, look, I can work for this whole summer. I can do this. I can do that. And you could probably get them jobs soon.
I know a couple of employers. Their biggest complaint is, first of all, they can't read the writing on the applications. They're dismally done. And second of all, they can't find anybody to pass the damn drug test.
Hmm. Well,
you're hearing this all the time from employers.
And, you know, and then they go and say, hey, anybody can smoke marijuana that wants to smoke marijuana. And
there
it's
goes
like,
the drug test.
Guess what? Who gets to smoke marijuana? people that are unemployed, and that's it. You and me, we got jobs.
That's
right.
We got
to pass a drug test. It's not, you know, law doesn't apply to us.
Oh,
so.
Wait a minute. I can smoke it. Well, guess what? You can't. You just can't work.
You can't work with me because we have a zero drug tolerance policy. We do not allow any drugs at all.
Right.
That's great. Hey, you know, Sean, this has been really a big treat to meet you today and to, again, tell our share with our listeners, peopleready.com, right here in Reading. This is positive moving forward, spreading great energy. I love your mission.
Sean Ferrier, People Ready. One more time, how to get a hold of you?
242-6858.
Or the peopleready.com.
Yep.
That should be easy. All right. Thanks a lot, Sean.
And we're located right next to Shopko on Lake Boulevard.
Great. Hey, we've got Debbie Sprague coming with us, coming in the studios right after the news.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. factories expanded at a robust pace in June, a likely sign of strength for the U.S. economy.
The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index rose to 57.8 last month from 54.9 in May. The measure now stands at its highest level since August 2014, pointing to solid economic growth. 15 of 18 manufacturing industries surveyed by ISM posted growth in June, including the furniture, machinery, fabricated metals, and petroleum and coal sectors.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, U.S. construction spending remained flat in May. Home construction fell again as buyers faced climbing prices and a shortage of available properties on the market. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price told NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday that stabilizing Medicaid is one of the big issues Senate Republicans try to hammer out a compromise on.
We want to make certain that Medicaid is a program that can survive. Right now, we've got a third of the physicians in this land who won't see Medicaid patients. That means the program is actually failing many, many patients, and we need to fix that. And so we need to make it so that those individuals, if they transition from Medicaid, that nobody falls through the cracks.
A record number of people have been hitting the road this Independence Day holiday weekend.
44.2 million Americans have been hitting the road, flying away or departing from home by other means to celebrate this July 4th holiday weekend, a nearly 3% increase over last year. The AAA says 85% of those heading 50 miles or more away are going by car. One reason? The national average price for a gallon of gasoline is nearly a nickel cheaper than last Independence Day. AAA also says lower prices for car rentals and airfares have been effective in tempting many to get away for the holiday. Matt Small, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow right now is up by almost 190 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ever since Big Tobacco was sued for deceiving millions of Americans with misleading ads and bogus scientific claims, ordinary Americans have been paying the price in insurance costs, health care, and loss of friends and loved ones. And now, Big Tobacco must pay. Over 25 years ago, these tobacco companies agreed to a master settlement agreement where a minimum of $206 billion was to be awarded to 46 state municipalities. These billions are being used to back interest-bearing investment vehicles by states who are receiving that settlement money from Big Tobacco. Savvy investors have been taking advantage of these investments to get virtually guaranteed income, and now you can find out how to get your share. Money Map Press, an independent financial publisher, and editor Keith Fitzgerald have created a research presentation on these programs that you can attend free. Visit TobaccoMasterPayments.com for more information and to view the presentation. Call 800-282-3487 or visit TobaccoMasterPayments.com. That's TobaccoMasterPayments.com.
Amtrak says the railroad tracks on which one of its locomotives derailed in Washington State was reopened for service at limited speeds. Passenger Bonnie Landsberg recalled for KOMO-TV the original derailment.
And all of a sudden I feel shuddering and they slam on the brakes and we're all of a sudden tilted and everything that my husband had on the tray table goes sliding down. And everybody on that part of the train is just looking at each other going, what just happened?
The NTSB is looking into possible causes for a deadly plane crash in northern Wisconsin that happened over the weekend. Officials say all six people on board the plane were tragically killed when it went down while traveling on its way from Chicago to Canada. All six were on their way for a Canadian fishing trip at the time. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Pennsylvania man now charged with murder in a case of road rage.
The act of pulling a gun, aiming the gun, and being able to shoot somebody in the head from one moving vehicle to another is a calculated act.
Explaining the charge, Chester County District Attorney Thomas Hogan. Federal authorities in Alabama say they recovered two handguns and an assault rifle in a vehicle during the arrest of a rapper whose concert in Little Rock was the site of a shooting that left 28 people injured over the weekend. Ricky Hampton of Memphis, Tennessee, was arrested. Those charges are not related to the actual nightclub shooting. Maryland's fire marshal says that a 66-year-old man has suffered a severe hand injury after lighting off what appears to be an illegal firework. A juvenile, they say, found an unknown type of suspected illegal explosive or firework, then gave it to his 66-year-old neighbor, who then lit it outside his house. He was still holding it, they say, when it went off. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's it look like, Linda, for weather here?
Well, it's currently 79 degrees on this beautiful Monday morning. Today, our highs are going to be 102, lows of 68. Again, let's be very, very careful with our animals. Tomorrow on Independence Day, yes, there's going to be fireworks and explosions. So if your animal happens to be, you know, hyperactive and gets intense with the, you may want to think about how to handle that. Because Haven Humane talks about how many dogs bolt. They jump over fences. When you think that they may be protected, they freak out and they get out of the house somehow. They can get out. So they have an unusually high runaway problem after the night of the 4th of July. So tomorrow, it looks like we have a temperature of around 101. Tomorrow night calls for 67, but clear skies. Wednesday calls for a high of 99. And as we progress through the week, on Thursday, we have a high of around 100. Friday, 101. Saturday, 104. And Sunday, 103. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. That includes watch repair, design, build of any type of jewelry. They can get jewelry from all over the world, from gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Absolutely fabulous.
Did you touch my headphones?
I didn't touch your headphones.
I feel like my volume has been turned on. There you go.
Hopefully how about now? Hear maybe myself. It was me. Maybe it was me.
Well, no, I just, yeah, there we
hey,
go.
Hey, going back to what you were talking about, 4th of July and the dogs, it's starting tonight down at Anderson. And here's the thing about it, and we had the animal control lady in, Captain Smith, along with Mark Story the other day, and she says what happens when the explosions start, it scares them. And dogs that it will stay in a fence will climb over that mm-hmm. fence, will bite through the fence if it's wood. Mm-hmm. And she said because it's a continuing explosion, it keeps them terrified, and they start right. running. And they'll run and run and run until they can't hear it again or till the explosions right. stop. Now, we had Elk Killer in the house with us while we were watching it. And not only was it the concussion of the explosion, the concussion, but the bright lights that she was not used to. That bothered her, and you could see that. So you can just imagine if you have a dog out there and it's close to the fireworks. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. what they said was bring them in or provide a shelter that they can get into where they can kind of like hide.
Right.
And that's not a cardboard box.
Right, right.
So just those are things she said we just pick them up everywhere after the 4th of July. So be aware. That was a good point, Linda.
Well, hey. It's just scary. And so we thought about the fact that, you know, what do we do with Elk Killer? Is that, you know, a lot of times we'll have the TV on and she'll be able to have her safe zone and in with the doors closed. But, you know, I don't recommend that for every dog because he'll chew through the damn door and there you go.
And she lays on the air conditioning vent and underneath your makeup extravaganza over there and the with everything shut down, she should be okay. Anyway, because we are going to be at Colt 45. Sally, good morning. I'm sorry, hon, for keeping you on like that. We just got carried away.
No problem. Yeah, I just wanted to let your listeners know that we will not be having a meeting tonight at the Reading Patriots. We're encouraging everybody to go to either the Anderson Fireworks Explosion or to see the fireworks here in Reading. But next week, we will be having, as our guest speaker, Mark Baird is coming. And we also have a lady journalist coming. Her name is Kay Wild, and she is writing an article on the state of Jefferson for High Country Magazine, which is a very popular magazine out here in the West. And she wanted to come out and do an article on Jefferson. So we're having Mark Baird in. We encourage anybody to come on out who is interested or wants to find out more, get your questions answered. Next Monday, July the 10th, at 6 o'clock, we'll be meeting at 3276 Pacelli Lane.
Okay. Hey, High Country, does that have anything to do with mountain climbing?
They focus on Western land and water issues.
You know, I was kidding, but because I've read that before, and it's a good magazine.
It is a good magazine, yeah.
It's for the rights of the farmers and ranchers. It's pretty cool.
Yep. So
all right.
we're happy that they want to come and do an article on Jefferson.
Yep. All right, Sally, thanks so much, right. and have a great 4th of July.
Thank
and thanks
you.
For
you
the
too,
fight.
Carl and
thanks,
Linda.
Thanks for the fight y'all are making.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, speaking of a fight, we're here with Debbie Sprague, a friend of ours and a world-famous author with her book, A Stranger in My Bed. And if you don't know about this, we're going to talk about this. But let's talk about Debbie Sprague. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, you're such a great lady. And now we're talking to somebody and we'll get to that, that's actually met President Trump. And I was going to talk about that. Debbie, tell us about you. You wrote this book. But lead up to that, please. So people know why you wrote this book, A Stranger in My Bed.
A Stranger in My Bed. Okay, so first, I am from Reading, been here in Shasta County since I was 2 years old. In 2000, I met my husband, Randy. He's been on veteran. He came home fine. First 3 years we were married, everything was wonderful, everything I could have hoped for. But things started changing. He started coming home and saying, oh, I just quit my job. You know, our first year of marriage was great, but the second year, you know, 5 jobs that he just couldn't do. And then he started having nightmares, screaming in a foreign language, which today I know is Vietnamese. I would wake up with a fist in my face or with him punching me or kicking me. I very quickly learned the motions and the movements he would make leading up to that, those episodes, and would get out of his way. His personality changed. He just became very angry at the drop of a hat. No idea why. My daughter, Andrea, was 13 at the time, and we were just basically walking on eggshells all the time. We had no idea what it was that was triggering him, but he pretty much ruined every special event in my daughter's life. It just was like he was walking around in a dark cloud. Sometimes he'd go weeks without talking to me. He became hypervigilant, started roaming the house all night long. He went out, he had a concealed weapons permit, started carrying everywhere, even to church. He just totally, totally changed. And I had no idea what was going on, and he didn't either. We didn't really talk about it. He just...
But he knew there was something wrong.
he knew there was something wrong. And, you know, later when we talked about it, he said, I thought I just had a bad personality.
Wow.
Well, but yet when you were with him and you dated him, he was sweet. You got married. And there was 3 years of, you said, just you went along and it was great.
Exactly.
So did you go through, like, is he bipolar? Did something happen to, you know, like sometimes people can be have a condition that comes on. And later I guess you're going to tell us, because we do have to take a break, with Debbie Sprague and her book, Stranger in My Bed, 8 Steps to Taking Back Your Life from the Contagious Effects on Your Veteran's Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. So when we get back, we're going to find out, how do you go from finding out, like, oh, everything's fine, pretending to the society and community everything is fine, trying to conceal it, contain it, but yet it's an issue.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If, you know, it's 102 today, it's been 113. If your air conditioner isn't working, if it's got a problem with it, the only people we recommend you call is Alliance Heating and Air. They are just outstanding. Voted best in the North State. They are the best in the North State. Any type of cooling system, they are trained on it. They're going to treat you like family. They will get there as soon as they can, and they'll be there if it's an emergency for you. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Absolutely great people, Martin and Pam. A veteran-owned business with lots of people working for them. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Debbie Sprague, who is, and it's more that she's more than an author now. She is a spokesperson for the families with post-traumatic stress. We'll be right back.
Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first 2 payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first 2 payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
July 14th and 15th, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are Friday, July 14th, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. McLaughlin Auditorium, located at Sequoia Middle School on Sequoia Street. Purchase your tickets Monday through Friday at Sequoia Middle School, room 101. Call 945-9495 or at KUIA.org.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 20 minutes after the hour. 79 degrees, going up to 102 today. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. Here in the studios of KCNR 1460, downtown Redding, River City, in the heart of River City, your town hall of the air. And speaking of singing, Linda's going to be at Wind River Thursday. She's going to be in the Overtime Lounge. It's going to be a wonderful time. Great music. New stuff. You know, you always throw in new songs,
right,
but now more.
Pulled out about four or five things that we are rehearsing tonight. So Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. And this is going to be a nice little...
It's going to be a great night.
6:30 to 8:30.
Come on down. Have dinner. Dinner's outstanding down there, too, and very reasonable place. Okay. Hey, we're here with Debbie Sprague, who I was honored because Debbie came to me 4.5 years ago and said, would you mind reading my book, which I did. And it was powerful. And then she asked me to write a little excerpt on for the dust cover, which I was very proud and honored to do and still am honored, by the way. And then from that book and based on what had happened with her husband, Randy, whom I know Randy, you know, several years ago when before his back blew out, we would play golf, and a great guy. But when after you've been married just a few years, the wheels came off. You knew something was going on. I mean, it was obvious. It was. I mean, he's walking around the house at night. He's armed. You know, he's going through all types of flashbacks from Vietnam, which just something triggered it and started it. And he's not unlike many other people. I knew another guy, Bruce Compton, who said, I just thought I was a jerk. He said, for 20 years, I just didn't get along with anybody. You know, I didn't care. And then he found out what was causing that, you know, two tours in Vietnam and just, you know, the emotions and the problems it caused. So let's continue on. So you didn't really know what to do. You start going to counseling, but even your counselors were ready to give up.
Right. So before I started going to counselors, the first thing that happened, which was really just such a blessing to us, was we went to the mall. I was inside. He didn't want to go inside. So he was standing out by the car. And a Vietnam vet, you know, he's got the Vietnam vet hat on, the Purple Heart on the side. Randy saw him, and Randy also had his Vietnam vet hat on. And Randy yelled out to this guy, "Welcome home, brother." So this gentleman walked over, and they started talking. And he started asking Randy some very pointed questions. And he said, "Are you getting some help with the VA?" And Randy goes, "I don't need any help. I'm fine." And this man says, "No, you're not fine. You need some help." That man showed up at our front door the next morning and virtually took Randy by the hand, drove him down to the Veterans Service office.
Just from just a chat with him.
Just from the mall. Just meeting him at the mall.
In the parking lot.
And I think sometimes it's a fellow veteran that knows your symptoms,
God.
Right, or it's God.
Looks down and says, okay, it's time to get this man some help.
Yes, that was a true, true blessing. And, yes, it was a God thing.
So he came over, knocked on your door. I don't know for some reason why I don't remember that part of it. Knocked on your door and he took him and said, come on, we're going down to the VA.
Yes.
And he took him down there.
He took him down there, took him to the Veterans Service office, walked him in the door and said, this man needs help. And so they said, okay, and they got him set up with some appointments, and he ended up being diagnosed, of course, with PTSD, and at that point rated 70% just for his PTSD. So, you know, they found he had very severe PTSD. And then once he got into the VA health system, you know, they're really good about just doing a thorough all systems check. And he also had some different health issues from Agent Orange exposure. They got him in counseling. He was doing one-on-one therapy, got in group counseling. And he really, at that point, once he knew what was wrong, it made such a difference because, yeah, he thought, as I said, that he had a bad personality, that he was just being a jerk. But it just made a real difference when he actually was able to put
get
a name
in with
on
other
it.
People. And right. And get with other people that all of a sudden he realizes, wait a minute, they're saying the same things I am. So.
I have a question for you. We go to your website, you know, look up Debbie Sprague, and you'll see A Stranger in My Bed. And congratulations. It was 4 years ago this week it was launched. It's been just a critically acclaimed. It's taken you all over and the accolades and the awards, deservedly so. But there is a diagram that shows the head. And in that, it, you know, because you think of, you know, PTSD is kind of a thrown around term. Oh, they got PTSD, you know, from, I have PTSD because I, you know, I couldn't take my clothes back to, you know, whatever stupid, you know, like I got a ticket, you know. Yeah, that's probably stress and trauma, but it shows this very interesting diagram about in the middle of the head PTSD, but it has risk, nightmares, fear, anxiety, horror, hypervigilance, disorder, trauma, flashbacks, avoidance, distressing dreams, and disturbance. Those are highlighted things of what PTSD can enhance. Is this correct? Because I don't know much about post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm sure that now that you've written a book on it, how is it diagnosed?
All those things that you just mentioned, they are all symptoms of PTSD, and there's different categories of symptoms, and they will evaluate you and see if you have those symptoms and how many of those symptoms you have in each of the categories. And PTSD, you know, you don't have to be in the middle of combat. You can be in a place where you fear for your life. And it's over a long...
Domestic violence. Car wreck. Parents or loved ones, a long-term illness that can just... It can affect so many different people. And we talk about PTSD in the service and how they're tested afterwards. We never test them on their way in. And I wish we would do that. I wish we would test everybody that's coming in the military and let's check on their level of post-traumatic stress before they get in the military. Because I think you'd be surprised about how many of them would come in with a 50% rating.
That's such a good point, Carl, because the research has shown that dysfunctional people that come from dysfunctional families that have had a previous trauma are much more likely to get PTSD because two people can be exposed to the exact same event. One can walk away and never have it.
That's right.
And not have PTSD, and the other one can end up with severe PTSD.
We all have different ways of handling it, and some of us can let things go. Other people can't. But you're right. You can see. I know that for sure. We've seen very traumatic things, and we have different. There's different reactions to it. And you see people that are in. I can't sleep anymore because I saw a coffin. They were never even a combat zone, but they saw the coffins coming through Germany, and it gave them post-traumatic stress. I always thought that was strange. But while other people right in the middle of it, dragging their buddies back with parts of them gone, fixing them up, moving them back, continuing on day after day, walked away with it pretty as normal as you can get after that.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
You can't see. I mean,
you just don't know. Yeah. You don't know.
Okay, so Randy, and so he went to the VA. At what point did you know that you needed to share this?
Well, the first thing that happened, as I said, he started therapy. Well, nobody told me that once he started therapy, he was going to get worse before he got better. Because here we have 30 years of suppressed memories. And part of therapy is to bring those memories up and start talking about them. So it was horrid.
Wow.
It was horrid for me because he just, I can't even begin to explain how difficult it was. And it had a lot of effects on me. I was always happy, outgoing, and it totally, totally changed who I was.
So the effects of post-traumatic stress on the family.
On the family.
Yes.
On the family. When you're living with that day in and day out. I mean, just think about somebody in your house gets up in a grumpy mood in the morning, and it kind of affects the whole family. Well, when you're living with somebody 24/7, that's not just grumpy. It just goes so far beyond grumpy. Just where you're basically afraid all the time because, you know, sleeping next to this man that you still don't know.
If he's going to choke you to death at night. Yeah.
Because he still has nightmares. And you just never know what you're going to say or do that's going to...
Or a sound.
Or a sound, exactly.
Smells. Smells will bring it back in a heartbeat, believe it or not.
So
anyway.
Do you think that there should be... We're going to have to take a break. A question will be afterwards from Debbie. You know, you've become, I would say, somewhat of an expert in this field to be able to share with families. Should our system come up with, like, when you're going through therapy, it shouldn't just be do an hour and come home. It should be, can you go away for 2 weeks and deal with, you know, and then come back after you've gone through suppressing 30 years of, or 15 years or 20 years, so you can work with a group of veterans in a place that you can work through your PTSD and then come back with tools instead of this hour, because that's got to be very, very hard and crippling for the families, I would think.
Yes, and I do have to say, when Randy started his therapy, it was back in 2004, and I do have to say that the therapy and the treatment and what's available today for our veterans is so... so much expanded. They now have inpatient treatment.
Oh, good.
So many guys, that you're so right that just going for an hour once a week does not work.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, they go, they get in-depth
great
therapy for a month or 6 weeks or 8 weeks, whatever it is they need. And then they continue once they get back home. So,
okay.
Things have gotten better.
That's great. We'll talk more about that when we get back here. We're with Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed. We're talking about PTSD, how it affects your family, and some of the inside information from her book. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Be sure to wear some flowers in your
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds July 6th inside Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and yours truly, Linda Bott, performing with my favorite band, Songs from the American Songbook. That's 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge, July 6th. Ladybot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
City of New Orleans. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Our special guest is Debbie Sprague from Stranger in My Bed. Dealing with the disorders of PTSD, and we're reading a little bit about you as well. Finding out, Debbie, thank you back for coming back on our show.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business right here in town. Get the best haircuts in town. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Stop by. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I would say it was right up from the Classic Cafe, but they've closed now, unfortunately. Okay, Debbie Sprague. Debbie, you know, so the time, you know, that you that was sent with your husband, and then you decided you needed to share this on how it was happening, and so you started writing.
Right. I was pretty much going through it on my own because I had reached out when I finally decided I needed help because I just could see I had just changed so much and I was depressed and I just was not the same person anymore. So I finally reached out to help to two different therapists, both of whom told me to just walk away from my husband. He had PTSD. They told me I also had PTSD. Best thing to do is just walk away. And I chose not to do that. You know, he was 19 years old. This wasn't his fault, and I wasn't gonna walk away. So I took it upon myself, and with a lot of help from the Lord, started reading, finding everything I could find on PTSD and on the secondary effects on spouses and families. I finally found other people like me, who other women who are going through the same thing. That was in 2010. And I realized that I was not by myself. I was not the only one that was living with this. And I thought, you know, it took me 10 years to get to where I was, you know, to finally get better and finally understand what was going on. And I thought, you know, if I could share what I learned with other women, families, everyone that that has any dealings whatsoever with someone with PTSD, it would help them get to where I was so much quicker. So I took everything I'd learned, I reached out to experts, and I, over a two-year process, wrote my book, brought you the binder copy of it.
You did. And I thought, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I mean, it was like, it's frightening when you read about it, but then you realize that, oh my gosh, this is what we're facing. And this is what families are facing. And this isn't, and this, by the way, is with so many women have been in combat. And this goes, it's not just, when we say spouses, that's male and female spouses that are going through this. So,
exactly. And I've had the opportunity over the last 4 or 5 years when I've been able to actually do things on a national level to meet so many caregivers, both male and female, that are caring for their veteran.
And you've been appointed to various commissions and committees. And I think one was the... help me here,
Elizabeth Dole Foundation.
Elizabeth Dole Foundation.
Yes, in 2014, I was appointed to the Elizabeth Dole Foundation as the fellow from the state of California, and I did my two-year term with that, and now I'm alumni still. I'm very, very involved with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. And the foundation's just done some amazing things in educating our nation on caregivers and how important it is. We are the first line of defense for our veterans. You hear about the suicide rates. You hear about how injured and how many problems they come home with. Well, the VA sends them home, and the caregivers are the ones that are standing next to them the rest of their life.
Yeah, and the VA is starting to look at now paying the family members to be those caregivers. I don't think they do right now. Is that one of the things that are coming up that I've seen?
Well, a few years ago, they did pass a bill to start giving some benefits to caregivers for post 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So they get insurance benefits. They also get a stipend based on the level of need that their veteran has. Just in the last few months, a new bill has gone, is in Congress right now, to open up those benefits to pre 9/11 caregivers as well and extend that. So very important that our pre-9/11 caregivers.
Yeah, and that's our Korean, Vietnam, and all that. Right. Does this mean is that they apply for it and then they get a stipend for, I mean, if you look at it, many times they're helping them cope, and it's not, it's taking time, it's taking effort, it's taking all of that. And so this is a way of kind of remunerating them for the time and effort they've taken. Otherwise, our veteran would be on a clinic someplace.
Exactly. Elizabeth Dole Foundation commissioned the RAND Corporation to do a study, and our nation's caregivers are saving the citizens of the country billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Probably hundreds of billions, mm-hmm. Yes.
The other thing that caregivers are getting through this this new program is respite. 24/7. Our caregivers need to be healthy, and they need to be able to continue to care. And so many of them are just, you get so tired and so worn out and burned out. Because it's not just the physical, it's the psychological toll it takes on you as well when you're always
Under attack
when you're always watching. Well, you eventually get to the point where you watch, you learn the triggers of your veteran, and you're on guard as much as they are, watching to protect them from potential triggers. So, but many good things have been coming out the last few years, and I say Elizabeth Dole has done an amazing job bringing so many people together. She had the ability to reach across the aisle so it's a totally nonpartisan topic. And
yeah, it's an effort. I think everybody does. Though you see some of the things that are done, and you wonder why. Was the Obama administration very helpful?
Yes.
And I'm not trying to point fingers at everybody. This started under Bush. I mean, the heaviness of what was coming back, but this started back in Vietnam and was ignored, and then it started coming out. This is what this is going on. This is something that you used to call shell shock in World War I or whatever it was in the Civil War. Any time there's a war, this happens. So we went through Bush, we went through Obama, and you've met President Trump already.
I have. I had the pleasure of meeting him actually a month before he announced his candidacy to run for president.
Uh-huh.
He reached out to Senator Dole and said, I hear about this caregiver thing that you're doing, and I'd like to meet some of these ladies, and I really want to know what it's all about. He did not publicize this, so the media didn't know about it. It was just something he wanted to do. And we were in Washington, D.C., and he sat down with 50 of us, one of us from each state, spent almost 2 hours with us. He was supposed to be there an hour, and he was very engaging. He was genuinely interested in the caregivers of our nation that are taking care of our veterans. He was genuinely interested in our veterans. I was I expected him to be different. I expected him to be arrogant, but he was so down to earth and just so engaged and so interested.
Do you think there's he's already started talking about more money, taking care of the veterans since he's come in there.
He has. There's been a lot of things that have happened already. As many people know, there's just been a lot of problems and issues in the VA system. And he's just, in the short time, there's been a lot of things that he's working on and changing and doing, you know, really putting a lot of effort into making that better, not for the veterans and also for the caregivers. So,
okay. And well, again, that's good. That's good to know. It makes me feel better that he's trying. At least he's got his heart in the right spot.
He's got his heart in the right spot, definitely.
Okay. Hey, we're with Debbie Sprague, who is on any number of committees and commissions for to help our veterans with post-traumatic stress. But not just the veterans themselves, but the families. Because the families, if a veteran has post-traumatic stress, family's going to have it. There's just no way you can avoid it. And we come back, let's talk about things that she's learned and places that people can go. And it's not just veterans. It's other people who have, you know, it could be the 9/11. It could be a somebody that suffered a loss because of combat. Their, you know, their son or daughter have this tragedy and this, and it just it's post traumatic stress for them, and just avenues that people can use, especially though the spouses of veterans, if and you've got all that kind of stuff. Plus, you still have meetings. Here in town, which is very, very important. We'll be right back. It's a quarter till nine right here on the 3rd of July, 2017 at KCNR Radio.
I believe there is time I've ever seen. Women there.
Ready, Northern California Fight Fans.
Get ready.
NorCal Tough Man Competition is coming to Redding at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Saturday, July 15th. Rogue Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man Competition, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday night, July 15th. Featuring tough local and regional fighters going to war, fighting a battle. Up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. Don't miss this event. It will sell out. So get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Gold section, just $40. Bronze, only $30, and 24 silver seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with NorCal Tough Man Competition Live. Saturday night, July 15th. Doors open at 6:30. The action at 7:30. Test yourself in the ring and sign up for a challenge. Any male or female interested in competing, contact Mike Brown at Rogue Fights, 541-210-7043. Or roguefights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Redding. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Republic. I like the sound of the word.
means people can live free, talk free, go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step, or his first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
Yeah. Listen up and listen tight. You know what? That's two from John Wayne today. And I just simply, I just believe in those words. And you know, when he says them, it's like he believes them. And I hope he does. And I hope he did, anyway. Hey, today we're with Debbie Sprague, who is, among, there's so many other things, but just one of them is the author of Stranger in My Bed, about post-traumatic stress and how it affects the family. And we're coming up on a, on this huge, Anderson explodes tonight, and the 4th of July, and we shoot off thousands of dollars worth of fireworks that are just so much fun, but it's not fun for everybody.
That's right, Carl. Our veterans with PTSD have a, many of them have a very difficult time with fireworks. You know, they spent time being in life-threatening situations with explosions and bombs. And this just, fireworks are such a huge trigger for them. So many of them have to leave town. They have to really plan ahead. Their caregiver, their families are very much their support system during that time. What's particularly hard, I mean, like our community fireworks, okay, they know they're going to be there. They plan, so they know what's going on. But what can be really hard are these random firecrackers and fireworks that go on in neighborhoods illegally, I might say, in Shasta County.
Oh, yeah, because you can't shoot them in Shasta County.
Because you can't shoot them in Shasta County. Gunshot. You know,
You don't want to be in South L.A. on New Year's Eve because I'm tell you what, it's like a minor war going on.
Well, this is the first time I'm hearing of this because, you know, the 4th of July is about Independence Day. And I don't know. To me, I would think, you know, the explosions of the red, white, and blue is like the liberty of freedom. But wow. Okay, so this is the first time for the layman hearing how that could trigger. And here's the thing, even if you plan on it, like say, know you're going into 4th of July celebration, you're going to see the fireworks. What happens with, is it, like you said, Carl and Debbie, is it a smell? Is it a, you know, even though you're preparing for it, what is it that can trigger on even a subconscious level?
Well, I tell you what, the smell of cordite. When even if you don't, like when you're far away, when that wind shifts and that odor comes across, it's, you know, it's like you've just been in a gunfight in many times. And the explosions, and that you don't look at them as being brilliantly conceived and they're coming off on time to music. All you're seeing is a battle in the jungle or a battle in Ramadi or Fallujah or someplace in Way City or in Mogadishu. That's all you're seeing. You're seeing, you know, that's what's going back to you. So, and a lot of people are, you know, they could be fine. They could be fine for years, and then something in that gets to them. So what Debbie's saying is that you need to be aware of that with your veterans, and the veterans need to know that. It's not you. It's just it just triggers something, just like it would anything. We got to kind of like if we tell people to take care of their animals during fireworks, you might want to take care of your loved ones too that who have had post-traumatic stress manifestations.
Right, and when you're talking about the animals at the beginning of the program this morning and the effects it has on animals, you know, it's affecting many veterans exactly the same way.
Okay, now we got like 8 minutes left. So we wanted to hit that, but we also wanted to hit where people can go to because there's still classes into Reading for people whose loved ones do have post-traumatic stress. And it's not always combat. It could be other things, as we've talked about. And where do they meet?
Yes, I have a monthly support group for any family member that is living with somebody with a veteran with PTSD. That's the third Thursday of each month at 6:30, and it's held at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church on Alta Mesa. And if you'd like to go, it's a free, open to anyone. You can just give me a call at 247-0170, just so I know that you're coming, and I can give you exact directions how to get there. And pre-9/11, post-9/11, everyone's welcome.
Okay.
And you also are going to be speaking in New Orleans?
Yes. I was invited to be the luncheon speaker for the Associate Vietnam Veterans of America at their national conference.
Wow.
New Orleans. So that's exciting to get to do that.
And your topic will be about your book, or what will you talk about?
I'll be talking about caregiving for the AVVA, Associate Vietnam Veterans of America. It's, you know, mainly spouses and other supporters of Vietnam veterans. Their big agenda this year is on caregiving. So I will be talking about caregiving, available programs for caregivers, and especially about the new program that I'm involved in now.
And that's what I wanted you to get to, too. And we've got plenty of time now. You've now joined with the American Red Cross.
Right. And the backstory behind that is when Elizabeth Dole had this research done, one of the big problems that they found caregivers had was isolation and not having other caregivers to engage with and to get support by. So 2.5 years ago, I was asked to work with an organization called Military and Veteran Caregiver Network. It was just beginning. It was starting up. And at that time, it was being incubated under TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. So I helped create all the training to train peer mentors so that we can have start up support groups in communities, so we can have a one-on-one peer mentor program. We have a very secure online support group. It's on a private platform, so it's different than Facebook, where you know you don't have that security.
No, you don't.
No. The website has excellent resources, like all vetted resources, so you know that whatever resources you find on our website, they've all been vetted. And
great.
The object was to build a program and then to move it permanently over to another nonprofit. So as of April 1st, we moved over to the Red Cross. We are under the Services to the Armed Forces Division, which is based in Washington, D.C. But I get to sit at home here in Redding, California, and do my job. And it's
right here in town.
Right here in town.
Love that.
Yes.
Amazing. So this thing that started in 2000 and now in 2017 has gone from not sure you're going to wake up the next morning with a black eye, from counselors telling you to walk away, that there's no help for this, to researching it, finding out what you could do and where there are avenues out there, to writing a book about this, to being recognized nationally with Elizabeth Dole and her commission, to continuing to move forward with this, where you're speaking at large groups at the post and pre and post 9/11, and then now, so that you've put together the training schedule for people on how to work one on one and others with other families with post traumatic stress, and you're with the Red Cross.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good in like 54 minutes. That we've gotten through that. What last thoughts, Debbie?
I just encourage anyone that is caring for a veteran that has PTSD, or even if they haven't been diagnosed with PTSD and you suspect that they do, to reach out. I would love to put you in contact with. There are so many resources out there and available resources to help you Know more about PTSD, to help talk to your veteran, to help get them into treatment.
Is there like a website that people could go to, like that has kind of a general group there, or should they just continue to come to you, or how?
Right now, I'm just going to give them my contact information, and then I will put them in. There are so many different resources that it'll be easier to just give you mine, and then I will talk to you and see what it is you need, and then I will be happy to direct you to.
Okay. Contact information.
Okay. Detour. My email address is detours, D-E-T-O-U-R-S, at Shasta.com.
Detours.
Detours.
That's cool. Shasta.com. All right. So you can get a hold of her that way. A hold of Debbie Sprague at that way.
Or give me a call at 247-0170.
Just remember that Debbie's at that national level now, but she is still reaching out in our community to help. You know, God bless you. You're such a fine
person. So cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Give Randy a hug for us. Hey, everybody, tomorrow, July 4th, and we're giving everybody a day of independence from having to be with me, but we'll be back on Wednesday with the EDC.
Speak for yourself, honey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Linda's still got to be with me. we're joined. And then on Wednesday, we'll be back with the Economic Development Corporation. And then we've got a number of things that are happening this week, including Doug LaMoffa on Friday. All right, everybody. Have a great 4th. Be careful out there. God bless.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of his trip to Europe for the G20 summit, President Trump will be working the phones today. He'll talk with the leaders of Italy and Germany. These talks come on the heels of discussions with Chinese and Japanese leaders.
The White House says President Trump has spoken with leaders of China and Japan and reaffirmed their shared commitments in dealing with North Korea. The White House issued separate statements saying that Trump spoke Sunday night with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and President Xi Jinping of China. North Korea and its nuclear program were part of the discussions of both leaders.